USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indian rescue crews continue to search for trapped victims after part of a glacier in the Himalayas broke off Sunday morning that slammed into two hydroelectric plants. At least 9 people were killed and 140 were missing when the Nanda Devi Glacier snapped. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial resumed on Monday, with his lawyers giving their formal response to the indictment. The trial resumes 43 days before Israel is due to hold its fourth election in 2 years. George Shultz, the U.S. Secretary of State who survived bitter infighting in President Ronald Reagan's administration to help forge a new era in American-Soviet relations and bring on the end of the Cold War, died Saturday at the age of 100 in Stanford, California. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady won his 7th championship on Sunday in a dominating 31-9 performance against the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. This is USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The GOP in Wyoming is leveling harsh charges against their representative Liz Cheney. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Cheney and called for her resignation. The third highest-ranking member of House Republican leadership tells Fox News Sunday she is not going to resign.
Our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure.
She also said there are some false assumptions making the rounds.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true.
Cheney says there's a lot of work to do to regain trust in the party because
people have been lied to.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Cheney is the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 2020 NFL season officially ended Sunday with Super Bowl 55 in Tampa, Florida. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
For the second time in franchise history, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions, defeating the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday 31-9. The Bucs defense keeping the NFL's top offense out of the end zone for the first time all season. Tampa Bay head coach Bruce Arians became the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl and said his players deserved all the credit.
This really belongs to our coaching staff and our players. This is your trophy. I didn't do a thing. You guys won this game. All right, you came together as a band of brothers and you made it happen. So proud of all of you.
Bucs quarterback Tom Brady found longtime target tight end Rob Gronkowski for 2 touchdowns in the first half, giving them their record-breaking 14th postseason score. Brady took home more records on the night, winning his 7th Super Bowl title and his 5th Super Bowl MVP, both the most all-time.
I'm so proud of all these guys down here. Everything we dealt with all year. We had a rough month in November, but BA had all the confidence in us. The team had a lot of confidence. We came together at the right time.
That audio courtesy of CBS. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Because of limited seating due to the pandemic, $6,200 was the average ticket price for the game on Sunday. It was larger than the majority of average Super Bowl price tags over the past 10 years. Super Bowl 56 will be played February 6th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. That's about 10 miles southwest of Los Angeles. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.